FRA launches millimeal exports to DRC. Zambia in talks with Angola and Nigeria for fuel purchase. In global news, Nigeria general killed as troops repel Borno base attack. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has officially launched the export of millimeal to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, under a structured trade program aimed at boosting regional food security and economic growth. The program involves using high-quality non-GMO grade A white maize to produce approximately 480,000 metric tons of breakfast millimeal, translating to about 600,000 metric tons of maize being released from FRA reserves. Speaking at the launch at Nkana Milling Plant in Kitwe this morning, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet, Siazongo Siakalenge, said the program is expected to contribute significantly to job creation and improve the country's economy. Mr. Siakalenge has assured stakeholders that all relevant government agencies have been directed to support the initiative, with export documentation to be processed efficiently.
To all stakeholders, for both the domestic and export markets, this is an opportunity for the traders and business entities to secure markets and contribute to the economy. Distinguished invited guests, ladies and gentlemen, let me take this opportunity to inform you that all relevant government agencies have been directed to support this program and ensure its success. As such, all export documents will be processed in a timely manner to ensure efficient movement of the product from Zambia into the DRC.
Meanwhile, FRA Vice Board Chairperson Richard Lisimba said exporting millimeal instead of raw maize enhances value addition by supporting local milling industries, creating employment and strengthening Zambia's industrial capacity.
Moreover, exporting millimeal instead of raw maize adds value to Zambia's economy. It supports the local milling industries, creates jobs, and enhances our industrial capacity. This approach aligns with the regional and continental goals of promoting value addition and intra-Africa trade. However, as we expand our export trade, we must also remain mindful of our domestic responsibilities. Food security at home must never be compromised. It is essential that we maintain adequate reserves.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango disclosed that government has initiated talks with Angola and Nigeria on purchasing fuel from the countries. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly this morning, Mrs. Nalumango said the engagement is driven by Zambia's strategic position for many African countries and the need to find alternatives to mitigate global fuel supply disruptions caused by the ongoing Middle East war. Mrs. Nalumango said government was trying to find alternatives with regard to fuel purchasing and, as such, is engaging the two countries to see how best the nations can work together. She was responding to a question from Kwacha Constituency Member of Parliament, Charles Mulenga, who asked if government had plans to procure fuel from Angola, given its proximity to Zambia.
Do we have plans to deal or purchase from neighboring countries or indeed from Africa? The shortest answer is yes, they are planned. The engagement, in fact, started even before the war to engage, for example, Angola. We have been engaged with Angola, with Nigeria, to see how possible we can work together. I think when Angola we started, and we started even talking about it, I think something was raised here. So we truly are looking for alternatives. Just like you see, we are so well placed today for many African countries. If you hear what the war is doing, it's the cost.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Nalumango has attributed delayed payments for personnel involved in the 2025 National Registration Card exercise to the program's extension. She has clarified that payments for the initial phase have been made and outstanding payments relate to the extended period.
Remember that the exercise was done in two parts. The first part was paid. The second part, which was the extension, because of the need to continue, probably we as Parliament under-allocated the resources to the exercise. We thought it would be done. But there were hard-to-reach areas. I remember in this House, even being asked myself that by members, that certain parts of their constituencies had not been covered in that exercise. And as a listening government, and knowing the importance of the NRC, the exercise was extended. It is that extension that brought in this issue of non-payment, because there was no resource allocated.
In more news, Copperbelt Provincial Roads Engineer Bernard Zulu has appealed for patience from members of the public, noting that Zambia is still gaining experience in implementing the public-private partnerships PPP model following defects that developed on parts of the recently commissioned Ndola Sakanya Road. Mr. Zulu has disclosed that the Road Development Agency, RDA, has since conducted inspections and identified that the most affected stretch is between kilometer 4 and 5, where cracks have appeared. Speaking when Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa inspected the Ndola Sakanya Road to check if the contractor had started working on the affected part, Mr. Zulu said the concessionaire Avich International has since decided to redo the damaged sections instead of patching them, as the initial repairs would not be effective. He explained that only selected portions of the road are affected and not the entire stretch, adding that the cost will be carried out at the contractor's own cost in line with the PPP arrangement.
I think we are doing this for the first time. When you are doing things for the first time, we can't just do things perfectly. We keep on learning. It's one of the areas which government has looked at to say where we are not doing fine. We sit back again around the table. How can we improve? So bear with us as government. We are still trying to learn the model. It's brand new, so we cannot do things perfectly from the way to go up to the end. In some areas we may make mistakes, but we are ready to learn and improve on some of the areas.
And Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa has welcomed the contractor's decision to redo the affected parts, stating that it is in line with guidance from Copperbelt Minister Elisha Mutambo, who earlier visited the road after public outcry.
Today, we're just here to check on the progress. Of course, what we have found on the site is that they have actually done some of the areas which were badly hit, like the engineer said. Yeah, like this stretch where we are, it had a lot of amended potholes when the minister just visited. So it's good to note that the directive which the minister gave actually has been fulfilled. The engineers are on the ground and you've seen works are going on. So it's important to know that the contractor actually hit the directive which the minister gave.
Police in Western Province have apprehended four suspects linked to a cattle rustling syndicate following a theft report received at Omuoyo Police Station. Western Division Police Command Commissioner of Police, Reha Monga, says police on March 13, 2026, received a report from Namukolo Mirevo to the effect that her brown cow valued at 7,000 kwacha had been stolen from a grazing area in Liondo Village. Mr. Hamonga says follow-up investigations revealed that the suspect had driven the cattle to an unfamiliar